John DeFilippo being let go?
No, it sucks. It's a sad day. But at the end of the day, it's a production business, and you know, I wish as players we could have played better. But you know, we didn't get it done, so it was tough news. But you know, we got a important three games coming up next, and you know, we got to shift our focus on that now, because that's our next task at hand. So we really got to shift focus and really get to work, because these next three games are very, very important.
How much importance is on the line now? Obviously, you guys want to run the ball better, protect Cousins better. How much under Stefanski is the line going to play a role in?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the O-line's a very critical part of the offense. Whether you're trying to establish a passing game or a running game, you have to physically be dominant up front if you want to do that, and we have to do a better job at that. So we're definitely going to, you know, we're getting back to work right now on that.
Pat, what do you think needs to change in this offense for you guys to achieve the goals that you want to here down the stretch?
I think we just have to win our one-on-one matchups better, and execute better. Be crisper on our details of the job and really tighten down those bolts. And I think it really just comes down to execution individually.
What do you think that the offense hasn't been able to find consistent week-to-week success like it did last year?
I think it's just inconsistent execution. I know, as players, you got to do your job. You know, that's what it comes down to, doing your job individually, not worrying about what everyone else has to do, but just do your job. And I don't think we got that done.
Do you, offensive linemen usually like to run the football. Does it matter to you much if you're a passing team or running team?
I think as offensive linemen, you know, we kind of pride ourselves on, you know, establishing a dominant low line of scrimmage. So we like to do that and run the ball. But it, you know, whatever works. But we, you know, as a lineman, you like to establish a dominant running game.
Has Stefanski had a meeting yet or talked to the offense?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
Do you anticipate, just kind of given his history with Pat Shurmur, that you could see some things from 2017, you know, popping up now as you guys move down the stretch?
Yeah, there's a chance. I think that, obviously I'm not a coach, but, you know, where you come from and who you learn from probably plays a role in how you coach. So I think it could be a possibility. But like I said, we haven't met yet, so I'm not sure what the plan is yet.
One of the things you guys succeeded on so well last year was running the screen game, getting you out in space. It seems like that has happened in spurts, but not consistently. How can you get that going? And is that sort of one of the top goals going forward?
Yeah, you know, you want to be able to have a lot of different attacks on offense. You want to be able to run the ball. You want to be able to drop back and throw it. You want to be able to do the play action game, and you want to be able to throw screens. So I think we just have to be and be able to execute in all those areas to open up all the areas. So I think we have to find some balance and be able to execute in all areas of offense and be effective.
What's your frustration level? I mean, you're talking about wanting to establish, you know, physicality and wanting to run the ball, you know, whether it's fourth and one with Latavius not getting it, or, you know, you guys are down on the goal line and run on first and third down and don't get it. What's the frustration level?
Yeah, I mean, like I just said, we pride ourselves on establishing a dominant line of scrimmage, and we didn't execute on some of those critical situations. So it's frustrating, but, you know, you got to move on and figure out what you did wrong, whether it's technique or assignment, and fix those things and get back to it.
Have you had a chance to reach out or talk to Coach Flip since he was let go?
I haven't yet.
Okay. Pat, what's the identity of this offense right now? And if it's not where you want it to be, what would you like?
I think we just want to be a balanced offense. We want to be able to run the ball and do play actions and drop back, and we want to be able to be efficient in all areas of offense. And there's some that we are doing well at and some that we aren't doing well at. So we just got to get back to work and find some balance and work on those specific areas we need to get better at.
Pat, since last year at this time, I mean, you've got a different offensive coordinator. You're on your third offensive coordinator just this last year. You got a different quarterback, and you lost your offensive line coach. Now, I know the NFL is filled with changes all the time, but that's a lot of changes in a short time.
Yeah, it's a lot of changes. But I think with all those changes going on and how the NFL business is, you just have to attack it one day at a time. Know what your task at hand is for that day, no matter who's calling the plays or running the meetings, and give that everything you got. Because like you said, you know, the business is the business, and it changes a lot. And as a player, you really just got to lock in each day and execute your task that day, because it can change all the time, I mean, like you said.
And something like said yesterday that thinks the players are going to feel a greater sense of urgency. Is that something that you feel going into these last three games?
Definitely a sense of urgency. These next three games are very, very critical, and I think a sense of urgency, you can feel it, and everybody knows it. So, yeah, definitely a sense of urgency going on.